Fine, we're running towards the end of Reish Mem and Hilchos Kibud Aveim. So today we're going to discuss who we mechuyev to do Kibud Aveim, which is relative. So we'll start with grandparents. Grandparents of Sugya Arucha. Kama Mimina Rishonim in terms of whether it is a chiyuv to be mechaved your grandparents or not. Like I think we mentioned, we're getting close to Ben Hazmanim, we're a week away from Ben Hazmanim. Avol Be'ez of Chaska, what's the avoid of Ben Hazmanim? So he said, the avoid of Ben Hazmanim is to go home and eat your mother's food and let her know that you enjoy it. And it's, you don't have too much opportunity to keep it of aim, and you have an opportunity now to do keep it of aim. So, when you're doing keep it of your grandparents, what's going to be the halacha with that? So, the two Gemara's, Gemara Makastaf Yud Beis, which speaks about being a girl Adam. Gemara says, Stira, you like to be a girl Adam for your parents? One Gemara says you could be a girl Adam, the other Gemara says you cannot be a girl Adam. That if to go ahead and kill, if your parents kill a relative of yours, steering Gemara, whether you go ahead and be a girl Adam. My answer is stira. Hab b'noi, hab ben b'noi. In other words, to be a girl adam on your father, you can't be a girl adam. To be a girl adam on your grandfather, you could be a girl adam. What's the reason why? The mashmoyis over there, was seemingly be from over there that your parents, you can't be a girl adam because you're mechuyev to mechavet him. Mashenken, your grandparents, you're allowed to be a girl adam. Because it wouldn't be a din kibud aveim. That's the mashmais of a gemara. Another gemara said to memtes. Gemara brings down that somebody has his granddaughter from his mother, his daughter's son, to bring something to him. Like he said, I'm not really mechuyev to mechavid you. That's the lashon over there. Another gemara mashmais that there would not be a chiyuv kibud aveim when you're dealing with grandparents. Chaim pasuk. Marik says that there is no chiyuv kibud aveim when it comes to be mechavid your grandparents. To have a kibud av. And not when you're dealing with grandparents. Mitzad Achad, we find that Rashi and Chumash brings that which the says V'yitzchak was zochem l'kei Avav Yitzchak, and so that brings down that the valid person is mechuyev in his grandfather, or he's more mechuyev in his parents. His father is more mechuyev than his parents, and there would be a chiyuv kaveim, but not as much as the grandfather. Shita number three, which says that we find as halacha normally if you have a choice between your mother and your father, who do you do? You do your father. Why? Because you're having your mother, you're having your father, your mother's having your father, then you therefore you have to go out and do your father first before your mother. Zaka Kivagar. Your father is a to give to his father. You're a mukhayev and your father. So therefore it's come out that you have to do your grandfather before your father.
But it's not
married, though. He's saying not like that. He's saying not like that.
What? But if you're married, there's
not a direct view on the
grandson and the grandfather. So the shaila is, that's a good example. The shaila is, what's pshat in the grandmother? Or what's the ma'aseh more your father more your grandfather? So my high, what's the pshat, the lamaisa weapon, this is right, nivat the chayim b'kfayim. So there's one plan is that, the only time we say it is when a son, his father and his mother, both of them, equally, let's say. And then the mother is b'chayv and the father. That's going to tilt the skill in terms of the chiyuv. Over here, that's not the cheshbon over here. I'm b'chayv my father. My father is b'chayv my grandfather. So essentially, if I b'chayv both of them equal, we can say that's b'chayv the skill. Here, that's not what it is. I'm b'chayv my father more than my grandfather. Now, just because my father is b'chayv my grandfather, then that can make me also more in the grandfather. The chara that's going to be the pshat in the frat is it sad to say that which mechuyev your grandfather? What's the pshat mechuyev your grandfather? Is midin because it's mechuyev your grandfather? Like many banim harik kibanim, therefore it's kila kibud av, or it's midin kibud av. That's the din. So kivega is sad to say that the only reason why mechuyev to do it is midin kibud av. It's not midin. It's not midin straight. That's a straight chiyuv.
It's a chiyuv
for your father in the cabin. His parents. That's what it is. It's like it's a chiyuv to your father. So it's like that alone would be a chiyuv av. Therefore, he says achar misa. If the father's not around, there wouldn't be a chiyuv to go ahead and go do it. Therefore, that's a possible answer that they say to the Gemara in Makas Yud Beis. Start the Gemara Makas Yud Beis. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that we had a kasha. Basically, so far we said three shitas. One shita Marek, your potter. Two riders, right? Makas Yud Beis, Satim and Tess. Rishita, that you're chayiv your parents more than your grandparents. but there's a chiv grandparents, and then Rebbe Shvita of Aniva Anivata. So chiv Eger. Now, the Goyin is a fourth Malach. And my brother said it's over by my grandparents' 50th anniversary, but the Goyin says that the Arish Mechuyev in your grandparents is only if it's B'nai Bonim or Rekabonim. If it's your son's children, then you're Mechuyev. But if it's your daughter's children, then they won't be a chiv. It's only B'nai Bonim or Rekabonim, not B'nos Bonim or Rekabonim. Therefore, it's like the guy, and that's the answer to Gemara Makas Daf Yabez. Why can we say why you're not Mechuyev and keep an av on your grandparents? The reason you're not Mechuyev and keep an av on your grandparents is talking about your grandparents from the mother's side. That's where you can. That's the case where we. Now, the Gemara Makas says you could be a Gel Adam. It's only by your grandparents from your mother's side, not from your grandparents from your father's side. Who had din when you're dealing with the Gemara Sederim test, which says you're not Mechuyev and your grandparents from the Dafka, from your mother's side, not from your father's side. My grandmother did not like that. But I could find him. What? What? I don't remember. Those type of things you don't remember. But I'll go upon him. So those are 14. Now, the more classical Mahalakh is Mechuyevim your parents, but not as much as your grandparents. So, how do you answer the Raya for those two Gemaras? You might say have a Raya for those two Gemaras. So, going is one plan, right? But the passage is not like the Gemara. The passage is that it's been by the parent, it's both sides, it's been by the father's mother, the mother's mother, both of them would be a Chiva Deir. So, what would be the answer? So, the Lashon, if I catch, so the Rashi said the Mem Test says the Lashon that I'm not Mechuyev a Chiva Deir. If the Rashi says, Kamoy Ben. That's what Rashi says. And then Mechuyev in your Kavod to the grandparents, like a father. As forget, Rashi is forget. There is a Chiyuv Kibud Av Eim on your grandparents, but the lower level. It's not Kamoy Av. It's a lower level. What's the pshat? So why didn't you want to give him a drink of water? What's the pshat? So Shishakov says, and it's based on this. He says the pshat is that being that he was a big Talmud Chacham, it'd be a little bit of a zilzil for him. We had a whole shayla, right? The son of the Talmud Chacham, which now is the father. Being that it'd be a zilzil, so being that the grandparents low level Chiyuv, therefore that's why it will be a zilzal. What's the pshat of Gemara Makas Yabez in terms of being Gel Adam? So there, the one plan is Lacha Misa. Or, Kibud Av Eim is somewhere where he killed your father. So the whole reason why you're Kibud Av Eim is Alts Kibud of your father. He killed your father, so the Gel Adam is taking revenge for the father. That's the Kibud. So therefore, there wouldn't be a Chiyuv. I'll go on and we said four Shittas. What?
Who's the one
who's the Tshuva?
The father.
They killed a shaygig, right? So it's Gel Adam. It's called a shaygig, right? So I don't think we're
not. The Gemara is asking from the same Gemara, Eina Ben Nasa Shleach.
Nasa Shleach.
Yeah.
Maybe Ben. The classical Ma. The basic of Sack and most acquainting is Yom Chuyav to Mechavik, your grandparents. It's a low level Chiyav than your parents. So it says that your parents were to go first, but there is a Kiyam. Kishuzi, the Raisa. Then to respect your grandparents.
Kipshuta,
it should do the same thing. It's a little bit of a lower level.
What's the difference in level?
Together?
It's like a Zakanim?
No, much more than Zakanim. Zakanim is not so much. So like if in laws, we'll get that in a second. It's not so much. It's all Dina Kibud Av Eim, but just not as much. Now we have to go as Vait to do it, but all the Dinim would apply. Which gets right into the Shaila. You have a choice between Mechavis and Sandekar as your father or your grandfather. What do you do?
Father.
So technically it's your father. What you always do is you offer it to your father and usually he gives it to his father. You know, that's the normal Mahalach. Somebody just called me and wanted to know what to do. Like, the Mahalach is you offer it to your father and you ask him, like, whatever. And
you know your father would be happy because you're your grandfather first.
Offer your father first.
You offer it to your father first and I'll... You say, should I give it to... I want to have you, or should I give it to Grandpa? And I'll say, give it to Grandpa. Whatever.
Is he allowed to take it himself, or it's concerned?
No, of course, he's allowed to take it himself. That's Mishal Mishal Ben. You know, I'm going to give up a school of Santa Cruz. It's a good school to give away his mitzvah. You know, I'm going to give it to
your grandfather or your father-in-law?
Your father.
What did I say?
Your grandfather or your father-in-law?
Straight textbook, we said, your grandfather can give you. You know, we'll get that in a second, the keep it or whatever. But Viter, there are other Cheshbanes going around over here, right? You know, where your wife fits into the picture, right? And if she wants to be chayav with her parents, and whatever. Now, they could be, okay, let's talk about grandparents. I mean, in-laws. Okay. Let's talk about in-laws. So how much one b'chayav to b'chayav to in-laws? This is very, some people, there's a very touchy topic. Some people, it's not. But anyhow. But al-kapanim is, No, the Matzias is most. No, but that cloud, people like sons-in-laws. Most people, they like people like the sons-in-laws. But that cloud, you know, but that cloud. What? What?
You might not like your father.
Okay, but that cloud. I'm saying, yeah, whatever. But that cloud, your in-laws like you. I'm saying, daughter-in-laws are sometimes a little more touchy. You know, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, but son-in-law with whatever. But that cloud should be, you know, that should be. It should be pretty good. Al kapanim. But that guy, they like you. So, you know, you should know that, okay? No, even if they're a grump, but not the type who to show it, but it's natural to like your to like your son-in-law. Anyhow, so v'negeya, kibud of your father-in-law. So, wait a minute, we'll come in a second. The Yaakov's money brings down. Mokar, that Yisrael went out to... Yisrael went out to greet Yisrael, gave him a kiss. V'yisrael mekan shechayv adam lechavid... Kibud of his father-in-law. There's then Indian mitzvah to go ahead and mechayiv the kibud of your father-in-law. Again, mefiya. So we sing in Shmuel. We have Amram Rukemitz. Yakimus Yisrael Periches. The Masav Yitzchak Moshe, and also Yakshmoni Aleph Kavlam Gimel and Shmuel. The Masav Yichreis. Both of them say there's a chiyuv to go ahead and do it. What's the gather chiyuv? Like the charedim Yud Beis Vav. The reason why is because Ishta Kegufa, and therefore it's like your parents. Fascinating Chiddush on the Charedim. Being Ishta Kegufa is not just a din in the Zmarmish Adin Azoi, therefore it's Kiel, it's Marmish your parents, and therefore the full fledged Kishta Charedim, not just din there, right? So full fledged Kibbutz of Aim, and that'll be the gather of that'll be the gather that it's Mustad Ishta Kegufa, therefore we'll be able to go ahead to Mechaber them. Pesach Yeshiva has a very fascinating question. So, if you're going to say the Gedah Dover is that it's Mamash Rosh, full-fledged Kibbutz of Aim. So, what's the pshat that your wife is part of doing from doing Kibbutz of Aim? Because she is Mechuyev to her husband. Yeah. What do you mean? If you're Mechuyev to your Shver, you're Mechuyev to your Shver, and your wife is Mechuyev to you. Wife is Mechuyev to your Shver, wife is Mechuyev to your Shver, and to you. You're Mechuyev to your Shver. So, in Mela, it should be circular reasons, and therefore, how can the Isha be Potter? From Kivim, there should be a Chir Kivim. There should be a Wash, it should be Pater Lechera if the son of the Chivim is fair. So then over here, it should be the same thing. The answer to the question is that the Nekudas HaDover of why wife is Pater is not made in Kibud. The reason why it's not made in Kibud is not because she's a Chir Kivim to Kibud her husband, it's more made in Shibud Labayla. Being that she's a Shibud Labayla, and she's a choroi and meshubah to do certain things, therefore she doesn't have an opportunity to do kibbutz of aim. If it's midin, kibbutz, you have a kasha. I'm a choroi my shver, my wife is a choroi kuchab in me, so therefore it should be a circular reason. But it's a whole different cheshmo base. Midin shibud. Somebody has a shibud to do something. So if you have a din shibud to do something, that's the reason why she's part of kibbutz of aim. It's not midin kibbutz, it's not midin shibud. Yeah, klar. That's what we saw in the shach already. It's not steered to the other way. What?
What's
the topic of the state children?
It's
not she read the ball, she
can play in the
that one. Is there a general Torah or not? The shach and Eskim of Rav Ruben the place committee is that it's not a full fledged keep it of aim. You just mechuyev to mechav them kamoi shar zakenim. That's the lashon hashach. What?
It's
not an answer, right? Now the shach says the gather is kamoi shar zakenim. Where are we over here? Samchu. But makes us kibbutz avim mechav them kamoi shar zakenim chashuvim. You have to treat them like they are shar zakenim chashuvim. That's going to be the gather. Chayim pasuk chay adam pesrichuva ruberachreinim. And kind of the hiram ukabelat that says your in-laws. You have to respect them. It's not like kibbutz av. You have to treat them like kamei shar zaken. So what does it mean like kamei shar zaken of chashuvim? The way you treat a nice 70 or 80 year old man. What does that mean? It means like some side of din kima. Maybe that would apply. That just like older person, you have to stand up for. So over here also, you'd have the din.
If you're sure, over 70, there'll be no difference between him and an old man.
Not much.
There's a cross
attack. Hold on a second. Kamei shai zakenim, that's nekuda number one. Where else in the game? The way you speak to older person, right? The way you speak to older person, you speak to older person. Officially, you're supposed to speak to older person with respect, right? You're supposed to treat other people with respect. So you have to treat them k'may shar zakenim chashuvim, and that's going to be the guy. Machsel Yo, how's he minded over here? He says over here that you have to stand up or lie hider upon him. You have to ledaber medibah derech kavod. Ma'akdim leishalom k'shem shechayev benadim nechved tamchachem. Ma'akdim leishalom. Like it says in Hechaz Krishmas, Ma'akdim shalom to Adam Chashev. So we've been seeing it for a long time. It's chivit seiver simcha. They were able to see them. It's one thing from Mariah from Yisrael. They was happy. He gave him a kiss. Okay. We see that there's Indian to go ahead and do it.
So
it's
a mitzvah.
What's an Indian? But going to the Igor guy, there was Kamari. Now there's a different aspect. Why is that in Makar? You say maybe it was. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was Bal Madrega. We're not. You know.
Yeah. Huh?
That
was a din.
Yeah. Right. That was there for what?
Maybe
you should
before you go back there
to Israel. I don't know. Okay. So. Anyhow, this Shach brings down Benigeya. So Kitzvah Etzachiv Kibud. There's not so much of a din Kibud. It's Kamei Shaz Kedem. Stand up for them. Seek them respectfully. And that's going to be a guide. Now, there's another angle which you have to deal with. There's the whole shaila of the rabbi, who goes first? Rabbi Shavuot Saveda. So the Gemara brings down that the rabbi goes first, because the rabbi may be Chayalam Abba, and the parents just brought you Chayalam Aza. Therefore, your rabbi goes before Aviv. Let's say your father pays your rabbi. Or he pays Yisrael Tercha, he pays for it. So then everybody Shach brings down the Rishman Beis that your father would have a din rabbi because he paid for your ability to learn. So therefore, back to Yisrael, if Yisrael is supporting you and helping you to learn, so then he has a din rabbi. He has a din rabbi, and therefore the Chiyav would be a little bit, would be much, much more. What? If he's paying your schalim, what is he's helping? You know, if he's supporting you, and the way you're able to learn is because of him. So he's. No, the bar is that he's able. That he's the. If he's the goyim for your for. We think he has to be Rebbe directly. I'm saying. Yeah. Fine, huh? Yeah.
You're able to learn
because of your shrek. Why is it directly you're able to learn because of your shrek? Then you're talking about money. We have, just Ben Isman, we have like Pesach Kerol. I need some money. We have a. No.
Let's say your shrek supports your father, doesn't
it?
Respect your father.
What do you say?
They split it.
Depending on how much. Whoa. Your father support nothing. Your father supported you for 20 something years.
Okay, but
so your shver has a lot of catching up to do. When you're my age, we'll discuss it. If you shver, if you still supporting you when you're my age, we'll discuss it. You know, but your father supported you all the years. We're talking about the your mahal chalim and your everything, all your limud.
What's coming? The trigger is the same thing as the shver. If
you
the rabbi,
yeah, it's just a good place. Whose cash is it? Okay, fine. Number Gaya.
Only
money?
Well,
only when he's
cash
supported
5 years.
No, if he's the Kairim of the.
Well, that's about 5 years.
So I watched the kid.
When he stopped.
Fine. Number Gaya. Still would be a. Some level. It's the same thing by a rabbi as in rabbi, right? You learn by a rabbi for a year. It's a din rabbi. It's not the same as rabbi. Now I'm going to get Eishah Zaviv. Chai Vatam Chab Eishah Zaviv. First of all, we're going to have Eishah Zaviv. Happy Eishah Imoi. There's an Indian to be Chab Eishah Zaviv. It's not Imoi. Kol Zman Shav Kayim. What's the reason I'm Chab Eishah Zaviv? Eishah Zaviv is if father gets remarried. It's still, it's always, when people get remarried, it's always very touchy. Usually it's a very stressful, difficult relationship. A lot of times, sometimes it's about for some but. There's a chiv aviv to eishes aviv. You have a chiv to respect eishes aviv. It's even more touchy when there's a gershon involved, and when the father got divorced and he gets remarried, right? So the mother, the person's mother hates the new whatever. But case is discussed. If your mother says don't be mechaven eishes aviv, what's going to be the halacha? And because it says she doesn't have a right to do that. She doesn't have a right to do such a thing. and Avada that it would be a Chiyuv Eishes Aviv. Now, the Chiyuv Eishes Aviv of the Geisav is lower than your mother, but your mother keep it go first. Your mother sees something Eishes Aviv, something Avada, the mother goes first, but Avada there would be a Chiyuv Eishes Aviv. Now, the Din of Eishes Aviv is more Misad Av. That's why if the father is dead, there's no more Kibbutz. The father's dead, there's no Kibbutz Av, or they get divorced, the whole thing is inside the relationship. It's a cover for your father to Mechavit his wife, or a cover for your mother to Mechavit her husband. But Kozman, that's Kozman the Kayim. If they're not Kayim, then there's not going to be a Chiyuv. But they get older brothers. So older brothers, we learn S, Yimchayev to Chiyuv Achiv Agadol. Bein Shachem Yavav, Bein Shachem Yimai, there's a Chiyuv to Mechavit your older brother. So the first shayla is when they get older brother, oldest brother or older brother? Is it any brother which is older than you, or Dafka, the oldest brother? Beis Lechem Yehud over here on the side brings down Gadol Ha'achim Shenichnas Makam Av V'Lei L'Chol Ha'achim Chaveri Kivanas Hari. This is Kivanas Hari based on the Rizal Dafka Bachar Gadol Shabachim, and that's going to be the Gadol. The height of Marit brings down Shris Yaakov. Dafka Achav Gadol Chayv Kvadi Vay Achis Agdela. Rachi Derech Eretz. Only Derech Eretz. Don't speak to somebody who is Gadol Mimenu. Machlek is Ram Ramban. What's he said? A Dava Kivir Achav Gadol. Is it Mitzad? Is the Achav Misa or not? Is it Mitzad Kavod Aviv and Achav Misa? Maybe there won't be such a thing. It's a Kavod to your father to listen to the next son because it's like he represents it. He's a Hemshech. therefore it's a chiyuv or not. Nafka meaning is what's going to be a lachamisa. Is there going to be a din or there's not going to be such a din? Some say mitzvah vav chavtes. They ask him the shayla, mechuyiv to achav gadol or all the other brothers and sisters. He says, pasha to him that you have to do everyone older than you. The shayla, what's in the Beis Lechem Yehuda goes, ainly not daki to ma'ayin in such svarim. Beis Lechem Yehuda doesn't have a sefer. Not daki, was on the page in those days. It's not daki la'ayin in the svarim. And he says, based on the Rizal of Farish inside, the Rizal says that basically in the Rizal along the lines, he says that basically that the first oldest person takes the shurish and shama of the father, like the tamsa shurish and shama, and each person afterwards takes like a little bit less, takes a little bit less of the shurish and shama. Therefore, like each one is like the closer you are, the more you are closer to the father. To the father and the mother, and therefore the Chasam Sefer says in Shiva Vav Chavtes, and others also say, no, all of them, anyone. The Begayisav also says, Yimchuyit Mechavit, Begayisav also Riches, Yimchuyit Nalik Vesavutim, Yimchuyit Mechavit, anyone older than you, rather the higher up you are in the hierarchy in the family, what number are you? Huh? Okay, so but whatever, all the ones above you, Yimchuyit, the rather the one, the highest, is going to be the highest. In terms of the exact get there, of having Magdar, how much covet doesn't say exactly. As also some say, you see, Lashon says Chayev Chadik Kamoi Aviv. That's not much Farfetch Kibbutz. Hey, but it doesn't mean that. When it says Kamoi Aviv, means just like there's a Chiyuv on your father, it means there's a Chiyuv on your brother. Not that it means that Mamish Kamoi Aviv. But Friday, the whole din over here is a dimmi tzad Kibbutz Aviv. Doesn't mean your father wants you to be a full fledged. That there should be a full fledged. So in terms of the exact guess, there's a base mayor which says that there's no Chiyuv Meira. There's no Chiyuv Meira. So you know, what's your brother's other name? Aaron. You call him by his first name? Yes. There's no Din Meira. There wouldn't be a Din Meira, but there would be a Din Kibra. You know, how you have to treat him with some respect. You know, technically, is it Din to stand up for him? Textbook, maybe, yeah. But if you know, yes, you guys aren't standing up for your parents. Technically, there's more covered. But tackling that, you want to know how much, you know, can you make fun of him? Definitely can't make fun of him. And you have to treat him with some level of...
No.
That's what he's talking about. That's what he's saying.
Would it be by a girl? If the oldest is a girl?
So the big case is saying, yeah, and the... Anyone older than you, there would be need to be some level of respect. Exactly. You want to know who should go first or something? Maybe somebody should mack them.
My brother, I don't think so.
That's how
I say it
to honor our
anyone. Chazam Sevin says, yeah, yeah, Chazam Sevin, I think Rosh Hashanah also, Rosh Hashanah on the page. Kamadimani Yal says, yeah, they says the Pasha Lach is anyone older than you, there is a element to go ahead and be Machabed. Right, the Gemesha, it's on the base Lach Mudo. Somebody says, mainly Dark Eli in the Swam Elo and the fact that it's not Tapasadi, but the Chayra that will be with that. One last halacha. We haven't finished the sermon, right? We're starting Rosh Hashanah next week, right? Next week. What? Okay, Benny, should be finished. We should finish. If we have time, we can even do a little kima of the heder. That might be standing up, but they say we're talking. Maybe if the time moves along, I'll be able to do that. One last halacha, in terms of taking things from your parents, having your parents, you know, parents do things, have your parents do things for you. You know, your father's going to buy your line, so you say, oh, can you pick me up a falafel or something, or pick me up a slice of pizza? Are you allowed to do that or not? So, Kesutei, what should be the halacha? Huh?
Why
not? Where's the zilzel? Right, now the Gemara, because this brings down, that, like, a person that has a chutzpah, they make his parents a shliach to do something. And that's to go ahead and ask them to be, what? A lot of the sugya what you have to be doing is you have to be plugging yourself into what the Das Torah, you know, what the Das Torah and Das Kavas Torah is in terms of how to respect your parents, and you know that's part of the avodah of the sugya. That's why it's a sugya which has been going along. It's a lot of chiddushim to you in terms of how much and what the level and what the daga is. But this is Das Kavas Torah. This is your fear of the Das Torah. This is the correct and proper thing to do. So, but after making a father shliach, I can ask him to do some of you, man. That would be disrespectful. Mar says, "Like chasav in his last says, of shliach." If your father wants the shara said the ending, Mar says, then yeah, mutar the kavli. Mar says, mutar the kavli menu. You're allowed to be makabel. If he wants to do something for you, you're allowed to go ahead and. One second. If your father wants to do something for you, you're allowed to go ahead and do it. And Mar brings down if father's a ben toiros, then. Maybe chal shadaita. Why is it chal shadaita? Because he knows they're really not really supposed to be doing this. Not supposed to be asking him. Then maybe you shouldn't go in and do it. Now, if you know your father wants to do it, it's sani shadam zeh kvaydei. And if you know if he wants to do it for you, and then there's nothing wrong with asking him to go and do it. Rabbi Yossi told me like he was once giving a share like this in the seminary, and like Bongo said like, what do you mean? That's what parents are for. That's not a prince of her. So by the way, if your parents want to do it for you, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's a... What do you say?
They don't want it.
What? What are you talking about? Huh?
Why do they have to listen? What do
you say?
They don't want to do it.
I understand. Your kid in the mornings wants... If they want you to, then yeah. But if they want to misharis you, then it's mutar lekabel imenu l'as. But as time as like they ask them, they make them like your whatever. You know, it's not so pashut that. It's not so pashut that stamazai. To ask them to do things. Let's you know something they're happy to do and they want and they want to do it. So father comes first, then mother. Calls on the married or divorced and skashem shavim. Afterwards, you know, the grandfather comes afterwards. Father in law is like a low level chiyuv we said bikaron. It's k'may shar zakenim. Not in the Gain's world, Leideya. In the Gain's world, you have the Gain. You know, it's the Gain. So yeah, the Chayra, the Gain. Maybe to make them the father's father, for the mother before the mother's father. Achav Gadol and your grandfather. What would be?